Jennifer Lopez is a force to be reckoned with, a singer, a dancer, an actress, a businesswoman. She's a global superstar who has topped the list of Forbes' most powerful celebrities, and now Lopez has released her 10th album, A.K.A. We caught up with Jennifer Lopez last week in New York, where she had recently given a concert on her home turf, the Bronx. Lopez says she's never left her Bronx roots behind.
It really just, it formed and shaped who I was, walking those streets every day, even the flavor of growing up in the hip-hop era there, you know, the food that we ate, everything about it, and all of the traditions and the culture of growing up there and in with my family formed and shaped who I am today, and I carry all those sensibilities with me. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
Your life has changed so much since then. Can you still hear that reflected, do you think, in your work, in this album?
Absolutely. Growing up in the Bronx, you know, I heard hip-hop music on the same street as you heard Latin rhythms, you know, and salsa, merengue, and you also heard pop music and R&B, and it was such a melting pot. It was such a mix of things going on. And even today in this album, all of those influences are still there. See the funny thing about you, you got me doing things I wouldn't do. You ain't no ordinary boy, you won't be trouble.
Got Henny in the cup, Jenny know what's up. She with a real one, not pretending to be tough. Got three cases, might have a warrant I don't know about. Beef I don't know about, weed I can't go without. My money used to pal every beginning of the month. Unconditional love in the beginning, it was lust.
Let me ask you a little bit about your career. You got a big boost a couple years ago when you became a judge on American Idol. And I wondered, going into that, did you have any hesitation? Did you see it as a gamble? Or did you sort of have a hunch that that might work for you?
I just went with my gut. There was a lot of people around me who were, you know, advising me against it in that moment, to be quite honest. But I don't know. I just loved the show, and I thought, like, I had something to offer to it. Like, I love talking about music, and I love talking about performing and artistry and all that kind of stuff. And you really don't get to do that. There's no kind of avenue to mentor, to use the experience that you have of 20 years in a music business and give it to somebody. So it was kind of an awesome opportunity to do what I love, talk about what I love on a show that I loved. I put it down for a brother like you. Give it to you right in the car, that's you. We could
first give you some of this, that's you. And you're all out loving that J-Love true. There's a video that you made to go along with this album that sort of begins with a discussion about women being objectified. Tell me a little bit about that and how that came about.
The director thought, you know, this is kind of like, feels like a little bit like a rap record on the verses. He was like, why don't you play a rapper in a video? And we kind of, you know, how in all of these kind of classic hip-hop videos, the women are always kind of objectified and the guys are always in a mansion or a yacht. And let's do a video like that. Hold up, I can get you now. Pull your trigger. Go and get your gun off on my time. My hair up top. Put a pin in it, now I'm ready, let it rock. Keep it number one, that's easy, mathematics. Keep it number one, baby, ain't no static. Got the hourglass for you, baby, look at these legs. I just thought it was a funny way to turn the tables and to flip that script and show kind of how ridiculous it is sometimes, how women are just put there and objectified and pouring champagne all over them, making them wash a car with their boobs or whatever. It's just, it's one of those things that accepted. So I'm not one to do a lot of like political or social commentary with my music. It's not about that. For me, it's always about entertainment.
Well, I think there are a couple of songs in this album where you seem to be poking a little fun at yourself. I'm also thinking of the song Booty here.
Big, big booty, but you got a big booty. Big, big booty, but you got a big booty.
You know, at a certain point in your life, you just have to accept all of who you are. We talked a little bit about that with the music, you know, pop, dance, R&B. You know, some people be like, oh, is it a dance album? Is it a pop album? Is it an R&B? You know, what is it? I'm not going to put myself in a box or in a cage and limit myself.
I've been tossing and turning. Oh, this hunger is burning. I need something to feed my soul.
You know, in a recent interview with the LA Times, you talked about getting confidence in your vocal ability after having gotten a lot of criticism. And you've also, you know, you've had your people have criticized some of your movies as well. How hard is that to take, that criticism? Has it ever made you feel like, I'm just going to give up?
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm a human being. I've been in this business a long time. So I've dealt with that. There's no person in this business who doesn't have to deal with criticism and judgment. It's just part of the job. It's part of the territory. I don't complain about it. It's not that it doesn't affect me. I'm a human being. And it plays on your insecurities. But at the same time, you have to give yourself that love and that pat on the back and go, you know what? I've been doing this for 15 years now, 20 years. This is not a mistake. This is not a fluke. Give yourself a little pat on the back here. So, yes, sometimes the negative stuff screams out louder, but the truth is I've been very lucky and been very, you know, had a lot of great things said as well. So I try to concentrate more on the positive side of it.
A long time ago, you told a reporter that you would like to star in a Broadway production of West Side Story, and I wondered, you're a real New York City girl. I wondered if Broadway still has that kind of appeal for you.
Absolutely. I actually think about it a lot, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm pretty busy right now. I've got a lot on my plate, but maybe one day. I mean, I've always loved the theater. I really love it, and I love musical theater more than anything, so we'll see.
Jennifer Lopez, her new album, AKA, is out now. Jennifer Lopez, thanks so much.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
If the day comes that you must leave, let me be the ground to your feet. If the day comes that you feel weak.